Well, today is an extra, extra, extra special day. First of all, it is, of course, what? Mother's Day. It is Mother's Day, and Mother's Day is that special day when we take time to be thankful for our mothers, to thank them, and to think about all the wonderful things our mothers have done to for us. And we hope that you will take time to say thank you to your mothers today. And if your mother is no longer with us, we hope that you will do something in honor of your mother and thank someone else, because mothers play a very important part of our lives. And at the end of the service, the children will be here, and they have a special gift for all the mothers and a time to honor the mothers. But in addition to Mother's Day, it is also a high holy day in our faith, in our church. And the Christian holy day today is what? It is Pentecost Day, the day that we remember the flames of fire came down on those disciples. Now, my idea for these balloons were, I know one other time we had let balloons go during the service when we felt inspired, and then the next morning when I came in, they were all just about down at, like, in the pews, and I came in and it looked like I had a whole congregation full of balloons, and it was so neat. And I thought, well, now if I did it late at night, maybe, and then, you know, 24 hours was too much. I thought maybe 12 hours would be just about right. And so last night we put all these balloons up and we had fire over them. And my idea was that I hoped they would be like halfway down, so that those flames would be just about over your head and not quite down so that you could touch them. But, you know, ideas don't always work like what you think. And so when I came in, some of them were down. So I was cutting off some of the flames. And so some of them have littler flames and they're up there. But the idea is that the flames were over the disciples' heads, and they began to do amazing things that they never thought were possible before. And so that's what I hope would happen. Pentecost is such an important day that we call it the birthday of the church, because after that experience, the disciples, who beforehand had been kind of wimpy and afraid, and they were scared to talk out. And after that experience, though, they became so filled with the Holy Spirit that they went out and told everybody about Jesus. It was really the beginning of the church. And so on this high holy day, we celebrate that, and we hope that the fire will come again and change us from wimpy disciples into disciples that are ready to go and set the world on fire. So it's Pentecost Day. The fact that Mother's Day and Pentecost Day come on the same day is very unusual. I heard somebody say as they came in, oh no, I thought Pentecost Day was on Memorial Day. Well, it was. Last year, it was on Memorial Day. But because Easter was so early, it's tied to Easter. It's the 50 days after Easter. So I asked Don Archambault to do a little research for me to find out when the last time Mother's Day and Pentecost came on the same day. Does anybody remember? You don't remember. Neither did I. But it was 1989. You know, it was quite some time ago. Guess when it's going to happen again? 2035. So it doesn't happen very often. So the fact that these 2 days coincide make it rather rare and make this an extra, extra special day, right? But in addition to Mother's Day and Pentecost Day being on the same day, it is also Baptism Day. It is Baptism Day for Leah, who's right down, did she go to the nursery yet? All right. To Leah, who was down there in front for a little bit, and for Austin, and for little Dylan, who's right here, and then at the 11 o'clock service, we will baptize Kayla. So for these special children, it is Baptism Day. And I want to make that really special for them as well. So here I am. This is an extra, extra, extra special day. And it's fun to have so many things going on at the same time. But then as a pastor, I think, oh my goodness, what am I going to preach on? How can I deal with all three of these wonderful, very important things all in the same sermon? Well, as I was looking at the scriptures for today, of course, the first scripture that is suggested for today is the Acts 2 that we did for our call to worship, the story of the Pentecost experience. But the second one is from the Gospel of John, the 7th chapter. Now, this story happened in Jesus' life. It's rather early in his life, but he is in Jerusalem at a special festival, the Festival of the Booths. Now, his brothers, it's his brothers, not his disciples, his brothers said to him before, well, why don't you go to Jerusalem? And Jesus says, no, my time has not come. I'm not going to go. But then he changes his mind and goes later, but he keeps a real low profile until the end of the festival, and then this is what happens. He says, on the last day of the festival, the great day, when Jesus was standing there, he cried out, let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. And then the gospel writer, John, adds these words to kind of explain why Jesus was saying this. He says, now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So this, in John's view, was sort of a preview of what would happen when the Holy Spirit would come and the believers would receive the Holy Spirit. So this is kind of a preview of this Pentecost day. And as we look at that, I love that image of a river of living water flowing from the heart of the believer. Isn't that a wonderful image? And so Lisa Bruce and I last night set up this altar setting. I don't know if you can see it real well from the very back, but there is a fountain so that it's our representation of a river. It's a little waterfalls coming down there of living water coming out of the heart of the believer. And as I thought about this scripture, I thought, oh, how appropriate that is for Mother's Day, because the living water that flows from the heart, doesn't that remind you of your mother? Because out of the heart of mothers flow rivers of living water that nourish us from the time we are born, as we, as mothers, nourish our children with milk to begin with. But then as they grow, all the things that we do are to help them to grow. And so I think this is an important image for Mother's Day. A river of living water flowing from the heart of a mother. And then, thinking about baptism, thinking about the water of baptism being life-giving, living water, that seemed appropriate for baptism as well. So we put our baptismal font up here by our river of living water, because the baptism is not a stagnant thing. It's not something that, well, I did it once and so now I've arrived. But baptism is really the beginning of growing faith. It's the beginning of a faith that grows and is nurtured throughout our lives. That's what baptism is. And so it's like a river of living water that will help us as we continue to grow. Now, for the little ones that are being baptized, it's the parents who will be taking the vows. And they will be confessing their faith in Jesus and saying that they will do their best to try to resist evil and to accept the help that God gives them. And that's important because this job of being a parent is the hardest thing you will have to do in your life. And you need to have all the help that God can give you. And so, because there'll be lots of forces of evil that will tempt you to do other things. And so you need this force of living water that you can go to. As Jesus said, those who are thirsty, come to me and I will give them a drink. And then for Austin, who is older and old enough to make this decision on his own, and who said to me last Sunday after worship, I want to be saved. I believe in Jesus. I'm taking Jesus into my heart, and this is a wonderful time. He is now one of those believers that Jesus was talking about who can come to him and receive this living water that will help him to be a strong disciple, so that when there are forces of evil and when there are people who come up to Austin and say, oh, take this drug and it'll help give you a high, he can say, no, I don't need to do that because I have living water. Living water that will give me joy much greater than any of those old drugs. Or when other people are tempting him to be involved in this materialistic rat race that we have sometimes in life, he's baptized. He can go to that river of living water and know that he can put his life into right priority. It helps to quench your thirst for the things that are not good for your soul, because you know what is really good for you. You can go to the fountain of living water. And as that happens, the more that you drink of this water, the more that you go to God to ask for strength in this way of living, actually what happens is that living water then begins to flow from your heart. And the more that we drink of the living water, the more the river of living water will flow from our heart and our soul, and we can nourish others. So it's a great symbol for Mother's Day, and it's a great symbol for Pentecost, or for baptism. But what about Pentecost? The symbol for Pentecost is fire and flames. That's what these red balloons are all about, you know? These are the fire that was there. That's the symbol for Pentecost. Now, when we usually think of fire for Pentecost, or we think of fire and water together, They don't go, right? I mean, if you put the flame in that river, it's going to put out the flame. The water doesn't, water and fire are opposites. But this is not regular old fire and regular old water. I mean, this is holy fire and this is living water. So what happens in some mysterious way is that God puts together these two things, the holy fire and the living water, to bless us, to help us to grow in so many ways. We have that holy fire to help us to be like those disciples, to change us from wimpy disciples into strong disciples, to energize us and to fire us up. But we also have that living water which will nourish us and cleanse us and refresh us and help us to grow. So both of these are gifts that the Holy Spirit has to give to us on this day, that we come to be refreshed and cleansed and renewed. And we also come to be fired up so that we can be the people that God created us to be. Like this little song, this little chorus that we sang, water, river, spirit, grace, sweep over us, seep into us. And as that happens, as the fire sweeps over us and as the water kind of seeps into us, then what happens is that finger of God that is sculpting us, creating us, can continue to do that work. So it's as we receive these gifts, it's like God is able to continue the creating process in us, to make us the person that we were created to be. That little Dylan and Leah and older Austin here are created to be. They will grow into that person just as we, all of us, grow into that person. So both of those, the Acts 2 and John 7, though, have a sense of a spirit of giving to others. There's Leah coming back in here. A sense of giving to others. In that Pentecost experience, you know, it starts out with the disciples gathered together in one place in an upper room. But then it's like the walls just sort of disappear. All those people that came from all over couldn't have fit in one little room. It's like they went out. They couldn't keep it all into themselves. And the same is true with this. With living water, those who are thirsty, come. Those believers, come to me and drink. But then you can't keep it all to yourself. That living water becomes like a river coming out of you. You know, when you're saved, when you say, I want to be saved, I want Jesus in my heart. It's not a life of just Jesus and me being buddy-buddy. We're just all off on our own. It's as we accept the love of Jesus into our hearts, then we want to share it with others. Just as a woman, when a woman becomes a mother, we no longer can think only of ourselves. Because when we are mothers, we have a responsibility for this new little person, and we think over and over about what is best for them. The same thing is true of us as Christians. As we accept the love of God into our hearts, then we need to share it with others. And that river of living water comes out of our hearts. Whether we are a mother or a father or a grandmother or a grandfather or an aunt or an uncle or an acquaintance or a friend, we have that blessings to give to others. So on this Pentecost Baptism Mother's Day, I hope you will be open to receiving the gifts the Spirit has to give to you, as well as to pledge yourself to give those gifts to others. There's a delightful book called My Grandfather's Blessings by Dr. Rachel Riemann, and she tells about lots of blessings in her life, but particularly a blessing that she received from her grandfather. And as she is talking, she talks about every Friday she went over to her grandparents' house, and her grandfather would have tea together, and they'd visit about the week. And then after they had their tea and their visit, the grandfather would light some candles, and then he would pray, and for silently at first, and Rachel would wait until it was her turn. And then when he was done with his silent prayer, he would call her over and he would place his hand on her head. And this is how she described it. He would begin by thanking God for me and for making him my grandpa. He would specifically mention my struggles during the week and tell God something about me that was true. Each week I would wait to find out what that was. If I had made mistakes during the week, he would mention my honesty and how hard I had tried. If I had failed, he would appreciate how hard I had tried. If I had taken even a short nap without my nightlight, he would celebrate my bravery in sleeping in the dark. And then he would give me his blessing. And then, but later on, she talks about how her parents, how they were good parents, but, you know, they were the kind of parents that if you made the 98 on a test, they would say, what happened to the other 2 points? You know, sometimes we do that as parents. But Grandpa just blessed her as she was. And she said, after he died, she was worried. And she said these words, at first, I was afraid that without him to see me and tell God who I was, I might disappear. But slowly, over time, I came to understand that in some mysterious way, I had learned to see myself through his eyes. And once blessed, we are blessed forever. Isn't that neat? Once blessed, we are blessed forever. And then she goes on to tell about her mother. And as her mother got older, her mother began to do some of the same things that her father had done when he was older. She would light some candles and pray. And so Rachel told her mother about these Fridays with her father, with her Rachel's grandfather, her mother's father. And her mother hadn't realized that the grandfather, they had this little ritual among them. And she said, "You know, Rachel, I have blessed you every day of your life, but I just never had the wisdom to do it out loud." Oh. So as we think on this Mother's Day, let's have the wisdom to do some of our blessings out loud, to bless others, to tell them how we see them and how special they are to us. Blessings come in many ways. This is a picture of my mother in the center there. That is my mother and my father. And they blessed me in many, many ways. But one of the ways that they blessed me was with their friends, because they had some wonderful friends. And the woman there on the left side is a special friend of my mother's. Her name was Hazel Daneker. And Hazel was a widow, and she had no children. But she was a special woman in my life. She was an author and a storyteller. She used to come to my birthday parties and tell stories, and the children, my friends, loved her. But what I remember especially about her is that we would take her to church every Sunday. And when we came home and she got out of the car, she always thanked my mother and father. "Thank you, Floyd and Sarah, for the ride." And then she would look over at me and pat me on the shoulder, and she'd say, "And bless you, my sweet little Diana." Or sometimes it would be, "Bless you, my energetic little Diana," or "my inquisitive little Diana," or whatever seemed appropriate to our conversation in the back seat on the way to and from church. You know, but she always blessed me, and I always was just appreciated and felt special. She was an author and had a good way with words, and she made me feel special. All through my life, there's been a little bit of Hazel Daneker in me. And it was interesting, one time when we lived in Monroe, and I was a young mother and not being too successful at it in that particular week. And also a minister's wife. I wasn't a pastor at that time. And I had to give some devotions for some group and didn't want to do it because I wasn't feeling very religious at that moment or very spiritual. But I went to the Monroe County Library to try to find some information, and somehow I was looking for a book and got way back in the back of the stacks that I'd never been to before, and guess what was there? A book, a little devotional book, and guess who it was by? Hazel Daneker. I felt so blessed. And I could just hear her say, "Oh, bless you, my sweet little Diana. You're going to be a good mother someday. You know, someday it will work." You know, it was like that river of living water had no boundaries. From a little town in Indiana, Newcastle, Indiana, somehow that book worked its way to a little town in Michigan in a big library, Monroe County Library, to give me blessings that day. The river of living water knows no boundaries. And so, on this day, I hope that this Mother's Pentecost Baptism Day, this extra special day, you will remember some blessings that you have received from your mother, from your mother's friends, from your grandfathers, from your acquaintance. Remember those blessings that you have received, and then pledge yourself to pass them on to others, because you become a river of living water that will flow out of your heart as you open up your heart to receive the blessings of fire and living water on this day. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we thank you for the gifts that you have given to us through our mothers and through special friends, and the ways that you bless us with fire and water. Help us to be open to the blessings you want to give us on this day. And then help us to pass them on to others. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.